everyone, welcome to another edition of today's Itchcast Mini. It's great that you guys could join us. Today we're basically focusing on the verses Luke chapter 22, verses 25 to 27. So it goes like this. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves." So, you know, before we start, I just want to quote from Mark. In chapter 10, 45, it says, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as ransom for many." Today, when I'm talking to you through this devotion, I'm not asking you to be a servant or to give your life as a ransom, you know, but I'm asking you to have a heart of a servant, be it as a member or a leader in church or even in your workplace or in your school. You know, what's servanthood? For me, it means that servanthood, you must serve with a heart of love. Basically, to serve is to love, and to love is to serve. You know, once again in Mark chapter 12, verses 30 to 31, it talks about loving the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And second, to love your neighbor as yourself. And what Jesus says is that there is no commandment greater than these. From this, we can see how we can fulfill these commandments simply by serving. It is because we love God that we would serve Him in church and serve His people. Also, it is because that we are to love one another and out of this heart of love to help each other and to serve one another. It is so much more important to have a heart of a servant, especially if you are a leader, because like Jesus, people are going to model after you. As a leader, people are watching you, learning from you. It is important that you teach them about a heart of a servant like Jesus did with his disciples. So, how are you going to apply this in your daily life? You know, for us as Christians, in our day-to-day work life or school life, we can begin to cultivate a love for others so that we will begin to serve them. It could be going the extra mile to photocopy notes for a friend who has lost their notes and when exams are around the corner, or just getting a cup of coffee for someone without them asking. Serve with joy, a joy that people without Christ would not understand. You know, I believe that when you serve with a sincere heart, people will begin to see Christ in you, and this provides you with the opportunity to reach them. And you know, as a leader, be the first to start on whatever you're supposed to do as a team, and your members will follow after you. They'll respect you and be willing to help you because you serve them. So, you know, with this attitude, let's go out into the world. Let's go out into your school, into your campus, and just begin to serve others. And as a leader, begin to serve, and your members will surely follow after you. Have fun.